Matthew chapter 11 and verse 11 reads as follows. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Amen. If you would turn, my brothers and sisters, back to the verse 3, chapter 11 and verse 3. There's a question that's asked. Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Amen. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Woo! My brothers and sisters, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 11 that verily I say unto you, among them that are born of a woman, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Amen. The book of Matthew in verse 3, my brothers and sisters, says that, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? I want to talk about today, if y'all just give me a few minutes, don't doubt in the dark. Don't doubt in the dark. Woo, that's good. That's good. I'm excited this morning, Tony. Don't doubt in the dark. My brothers and sisters, there's one thing that I really want you to get from this lesson this morning, this sermon this morning. Amen. It is, don't doubt in the dark what God has revealed in the light. Don't doubt in the dark what God has revealed in the light. We, as people, we as baptized believers, we as Christians, we as members of the OC, we as children of God, my brothers and sisters, we doubt all the time. You can sit in church and say what you want to say, but some of us doubt all the time. We struggle, my brothers and sisters, with the dark places in life. I say all the time that you and I, as Christians, we do not live a crossless Christianity. And what that means is that there are going to be some dark days. Amen. There was a song, the New Edition, I believe, sang a long time ago. They said, through the good times and bad times, she will always be. Be right there for me. Sunny days will come. This we know for sure. But tell me, can you stand the rain? Y'all remember that one? Woo! Yeah, I went somewhere. Y'all wonder where I was going. My brothers and sisters, dark days will come. And if we were all to be honest with ourselves, we have been in some dark days. We are going through some dark days, some of us. And some of us are coming out of some dark days. But my brothers and sisters, hold on to your faith. Don't doubt in the darkness. It's easier said than done, my brothers and sisters. One of my heroes in the Bible, my brothers and sisters, is none other than John the Baptist. Everything about him, my brothers and sisters, interests me. He was a rugged, outdoors, nature-loving champion of the people. Is a rugged, tough guy. Amen. Had a beard like Rick Ross. Amen. The Bible says that the people loved him, and his clothing was made from camel's hair. He sported a leather belt. Might have been true religion, I don't know. And his diet was that of wild honey and locusts. John was a real man. Anytime you can wear camel's hair, put on a leather belt, live in the wilderness, preach the word of God, eat honey and locusts, you are a real man in my book. Amen? Does John sound like a real man? Can you see him right now? This big, rugged, tough guy with these big hands and calluses on his hand, a tough man. Amen. My brothers and sisters, Jesus called John the greatest person who ever lived. As I read to you in our text in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 11, he said, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of a woman, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Amen? Is that what your Bible says? Even in Luke chapter 7 and verse 28 says that, "For I say unto you, among these that are born of a woman, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist." And to me, my brothers and sisters, that's real impressive. The fact that Jesus Christ says that this John the Baptist is the greatest that has ever been born of a woman. Can you feel his faith? Can you see his commitment to Christ? Amen? Amen. For our Bible scholars this morning, we know that the John the Baptist is the first cousin of Jesus Christ. Amen. That was born 6 months prior to Jesus Christ. So he's about 6 months older than Jesus, and he was the forerunner for Christ. He went on to preach and teach and said, "There's one greater that's coming along." I know y'all think I'm all that in a bag of chips, but there's one greater that's coming along behind me. My first cousin is the real deal. Amen. Are y'all going to pray with me? The Bible says that when Jesus' mother and when John the Baptist's mother came in contact with each other, that John leaped in his mother's womb. So he was filled with the Holy Ghost at an early age. Are y'all with me? Y'all been trying to get some of y'all to jump all morning long. John jumped in his mother's womb. Amen. Jesus called him the greatest person who ever lived. His popularity was so great that crowds from Jerusalem and Judea and the entire area flocked to see him and hear him preach. Kind of like they do down here at Orange Chapel. I tell you what, y'all keep this. We're going to set chairs out next Sunday. Are y'all going to pray with me? John's life, my brothers and sisters, the reason why people, amen, got excited about going to hear John, about going to see John, is because John's life modeled humility. Amen. We have to be humble, my brothers and sisters. If you look at Luke chapter 3 and verse 16, turn with me if you don't mind. He was an humble servant, my brothers and sisters. John answered, saying unto them all, he said, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh." He's talking about Jesus Christ. The latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So John said, John's talking about Jesus. He's an humble young man. He says, I know that y'all think a lot of me, but the one that's coming, I'm not worthy to unloose his bootstraps. Are y'all with me? And honestly, in Matthew 3 and 7, it says, but when he saw, look at this, he was an honest man. So he was an humble man, and then he's an honest man. He just tells it like it is. Don't you like when people just straight up and tell you how it is? Some people struggle with that. But John told it like it was. A man who eats locusts and wild honey and wears camel hair, he can say whatever, he can tell you whatever he wants to tell you. He's not concerned with what you think or how you feel about him. Look at what he told the Pharisees and Sadducees Matthew 3 and 7. Matthew 3 and 7. He says, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, see, they came to his baptism. They didn't come to get baptized. They just come to spectate. We still have Pharisees and Sadducees in the church right now trying to catch other folk doing stuff wrong. That's what the Pharisees and Sadducees did. They wanted to question everything. They wanted to rebuke everything. They wanted to catch folks doing wrong stuff. We still got them in the church today. Amen, lights. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, he said, "Old generation of vipers," he called them some snakes, "who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" And not only, my brothers and sisters, was he an humble man and was he an honest man, but he was also a man of purity. I'm talking about John the Baptist. Luke chapter 1 and verse 15. If you want to look, go ahead and look there. If you want to write it down, just write it down and you can look later. Luke 1 and 15. This is a book. "For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb." So see, John the Baptist didn't drink like some of us. Oops. I said us. Good morning, church. My name is Pastor McGuire, and I'm a sinner, saved by grace, and I have had drank before. If Kendrick Lamar's song was out when I was coming up, that would have probably been one of my favorites. But God has changed my life. But he was pure. John the Baptist was pure. Amen. Before he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. So guess what? You can go without drinking. Amen. I'm not promoting that this morning. But he was pure. John the Baptist. Now, Pastor, you told us all these great things about John the Baptist, but you also started your sermon, and you said that the topic is don't doubt in the dark. But you said all this good stuff. How does this all fit together? Is that the question you're wondering right now? Somebody out there, we got a Pharisee and a Sadducee out there. So he done got off subject. You know he ADD. He don't know what he talking about. Poor baby, he lost. No, I'm not lost. I'm just taking you around the corner to get around the block. Are y'all with me? But one day, in all of his popularity, he was hugely popular in the area. Because because God ordained him to be who he was. Amen? And he stood on the truth. Watch this. Brother Ricks, watch this. But one day, he openly rebuked. He openly, in front of everybody, he called somebody out in front of a sellout crowd. See, some of us, you know, Little Johnny, I'm sorry. Y'all switched it. Little Johnny can charge me up if it's just me and him. We go in the back and he charged me up in the office. You know, I can handle that. But you let little Johnny charge me up out here in front of all y'all. I'm still working on some things, brothers and sisters. And I might just have to get the best of Johnny. You know, we just might, you know, I can't let him embarrass me in front of a sellout crowd. Amen. Y'all with me? Any of y'all like that? All right. Oh, y'all. I know you got your Sunday best on today, but you know how you act. You know, you try to talk crazy to your wife in Walmart and checkout line and watch how she do you. Oh, no, you didn't. Not in front of you folks. You might be crazy. You might get away with some of that at home. Meanwhile, y'all fight at the club because you're in front of folks. But one day he openly rebuked crazy King Herod for taking his brother's wife. See, King Herod had a brother named Philip that was married to this chick named Herodias. Philip was married to Herodias, but then when King Herod saw Herodias, he like, man, I gotta have that. So then he took Herodias and had her to move in with him. So they shacking up now. Did y'all know folks shacked in the Bible? And John, in all his greatness, John in all his wisdom, John in all his might, John being filled with the Holy Ghost, called him out for what he was doing. He said, Herod, wait a minute. Y'all think I'm making this up, don't you? Turn to Mark chapter 6 and verse 18. Y'all think I'm making this stuff up. This ain't Mari Povich, Jerry Springer. This is the Bible. You think your life is messed up. Y'all, there was some crazy stuff going on in this Bible. Mark chapter 6, verse 18. John pointed, and some theologians said that when John told him, when he told Herod the king, right, that was crazy, he pointed his finger at him like this, like a gun. The Herod. Well, then point to somebody else. He ain't married. Herod, what you doing is unlawful. What does that say in your Bible? Did y'all see it? What does it say? Somebody read it. It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. John tells the king, King Herod, with his crazy self, that, man, you can't do that. It's unlawful. And then Herodias got mad. See, Herodias knew that John had some influence. She got swole up. Like daddy, you say, got what you got rocks in your jaws for? That's what you used to ask mama when she get mad. Well, why you got rocks in your jaws? So Herodias gets all upset. And y'all know how much control some of these women can have on some of these men. So Herodias say, wait a minute, this dude trying to mess my stuff up. So Herodias was so mad, and she said, you know what, I ain't going to have this. This dude calling us out and messing my stuff up, and I got big plans. You know, I'm kicking it with the king. I mean, Philip's all right. He's able to go out and rename Caesarea Philippi and all that stuff. He's able to do all this stuff, but now I'm with the king. And John is about to mess things up because he has influence. So Herodias fixes it up, gets in a man's ear, and has John arrested. Thank you, Sister Roberta. Now, he's arrested, and not only arrested, but now he's in prison. Arrested and in prison for saying what was right. John the Baptist, the forerunner for Jesus Christ, the one that Jesus Christ said was greater than any other man that's ever born of a woman, is now in jail for doing what was right. Our John the Baptist that we love so much right now at this very moment is in prison. And John is in a dark place. Are y'all going to pray with me? John is in a dark place. I need you to see him right now. And while sitting in jail away from the crowds, away from all of his success, where all the people were coming to hear him preach and hear him teach, even though he was a little weird, he was a little different, that he lived in the wilderness and he ate locusts and he ate honey and he had camel's hair and a leather belt, even though he was different than me. He was a successful preacher, but he's found himself in a dark place. And even John, who Jesus said was greater than any other, without the crowds, without the success, without the people yelling his name, without the people coming to see him, my brothers and sisters, our very own John the Baptist began to doubt. Some of you in your dark place this morning have began to doubt. If John, the greatest man that ever lived, there's got to be somebody in here that's doubting right now. John began to doubt, my brothers and sisters. John was in his 30s, because we know that Jesus Christ began his ministry at 30 years old. He was in ministry for 3 years. He died at 33. So John, at this particular point in his life, was in his 30s. Amen. His early 30s, only 6 months older than Jesus Christ. He's in jail. Nobody's coming to hear him teach. Nobody's coming to hear him preach. But my brothers and sisters, he's in a dark place. My brothers and sisters, I believe that John's doubt began to intensify as he sat in the darkness, as he sat in prison, as he sat in jail. His darkness began to intensify. And why would you say this, Pastor McGuire? Turn to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 3. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Don't doubt in the darkness, my brothers and sisters. Somebody read Matthew chapter 11 and verse 3, because I don't want y'all to think I made this up.
Ask him, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?
Did y'all hear that? John the Baptist, who is a forerunner for Jesus Christ, he's in a dark place. He's beginning to doubt. And he sends his disciples out. John still had people that followed him. He sends his disciples and says, wait, go find Jesus. And go ask him, are you the one, or should we look for another? I believe John is doubting. Am I misinterpreting this particular scripture? The one who was greater than any other? But we want to get mad at folks with, you ain't got no faith if you doubt. Or if John the Baptist doubted, then guess what? Some of us are going to do it too. I don't care where you are in your faith. Sometimes doubt will set in because we are human. And most of us, out just to be real honest, most of us deal in the flesh way more than we deal in the spirit. So we show enough doubting because you don't get enough of this. Won't come to Bible study. Won't come to Sunday school. You won't come to Sunday. Come, you know, you go to musicals and come to 11 o'clock church. Got to get more of it. Amen. Trying to promote attendance. Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? And if John, the greatest person who ever lived, doubted, then it's reasonable that we should have our share of doubts, my brothers and sisters. How are we to cope with the hurts of life? Anybody in here ever been hurt? Anybody hurting right now? You don't have to say it. You don't have to lift your hands. Yeah, there's some hurting folks in here right now. I feel it. That's my job. But see, I'm like John Coffey. I'm trying to take it back this morning. This word is trying to take it. Woo! This word is trying to take it back. Any of you ever watched The Green Mile? John's job, John Coffey, he said, he tried to take it back. Will you let me take it back this morning? We know that there are no easy answers, my brothers and sisters, but we can follow John's example. What did John do when he began to doubt? What did John do when he began to doubt? You know what John did when he began to doubt? He went to Jesus. Wait a minute. That's supposed to be like a hand clap, a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, right there. When John began to doubt, he didn't go to Big Mama. He didn't go to Pastor McGuire. When John began to doubt, he went to Jesus. He said, are you the one, or should we look for another? And whenever you take your burdens to the Lord and leave them with him, when you take what you're struggling with, my brothers and sisters, he'll answer. Are y'all going to pray with me? Jesus told his disciples, he told John's disciples, come on, Tony, we're finna close this thing out. He said, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. In Matthew 11, verses 4 through 5, he said, go tell John that the blind now see, and the lame now walk. The dead have been raised. Tell him, yes, I am the one. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Whenever doubt sets in, my brothers and sisters, don't go home and hide your head in the sand. Don't go cover your head up with the pillow. Just ask Jesus about it. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? My brothers and sisters, the words, in other words, what Jesus says is, John, I am the promised one. That's really what he was saying. He said, and I do care about you. Even though you're in jail, I do care about you. My brothers and sisters, if you're doubting this morning, he still cares about you. He said, the words of Jesus were the one thing that he needed in his time of desperation. And they are those words are what we need right now. Because of Jesus, I never need to wonder if God cares. Some of us sit around here and wonder if God really cares about my situation. Does the Lord really care about where I am right here, right now? Amen? Somebody turn with me, amen, to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 as I hurry to my close. Does God really care? Don't doubt in the dark what God has revealed in the light. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says what? casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Did y'all hear that? Whatever it is, whatever dark place you're in, whatever's going on in your life, cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. And he will take care of it. What do we say all the time? God will never leave you nor forsake you. Woo, we serve a mighty God. And at times in life, my brothers and sisters, each of us face painful situations. Every last one of us. Every last one of us face painful situations. Every one of us in here at some point in our lives face painful situations. Play some soft tone. Circumstances beyond our control. Have you ever had things going on in your life that, Kyrie, that were totally out of your control? No. There was nothing that John could do about being in jail except for talk to Jesus. He couldn't kick out. He couldn't break out. But he always had that line, that connection with Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, I think back to my own son when he had his car accident. There wasn't anything that I could do about that. It's something that just happened. That's a sudden thing. Amen? We get sick, Sister Roberta. There's nothing you can do about that. Is it? Dealing with prejudice. There's nothing you can do about that. Somebody said, amen. Pastor, you in my neighborhood right there. And guess what? Let me tell y'all something. When you talk about that whole prejudice thing, black folks, we prejudice too sometimes. We always want to flip that thing around. They prejudice. No, some of us are too. Sometimes more so. Poverty. Dark place. All these places are dark places. Are y'all with me? Rebellious children. Some of y'all got kids that won't act right. Some of us have kids that just won't do right. Dark place. Amen? Unhappy husband or wife. Relationships. Dark place. Or untimely death. Anybody here lost somebody recently? Anybody here losing somebody right now? We say all the time, we're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or going into a storm. Amen? Don't lose your faith, my brothers and sisters. Don't doubt in a dark place, but keep your faith. My brothers and sisters, it's important for us to remember that God is a good steward. That he's a perfect steward. He's in charge of all of life and is fully reliable even when we doubt. So when you doubt, when you're struggling, the Bible says that in his weakness, Paul said, in my weakness, he's made strong. Woo! In our weakness, my brothers and sisters, he stands up, and that's when he's strong. Are y'all going to pray with me? He has promised, my brothers and sisters, to give strength for each and every trial that we go through. He promised that. He will not allow us to suffer or even live one day beyond our time. He's in control. But my brothers and sisters, we must not die. We must not die before we die. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, that was the last interaction, the last contact that John would have with Jesus Christ. Are you the one, or should we look for another? The one who was the forerunner for Jesus Christ doubted while he was in a dark place. But he called out to Jesus Christ, the one and the only. Woo, hallelujah, somebody. And you know what? When he called out to him, he received an answer. And if you're looking for an answer, all you got to do is ask the answer. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Don't doubt in darkness what God has revealed in the light. No matter what type of storm you're going through, anchor, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Hunker down. Woo. You know, when Paul was in the shipwreck and everything was broken to pieces, my brothers and sisters, everybody made it safely to shore. The ship was in pieces, but they held on to the pieces and they floated on to safety. And sometimes that's what you and I have to do. It was still part of the ship. It just happened to be in pieces. Ooh, y'all missed that. It's still the ship. Don't doubt in the darkness what God has revealed in the light. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Whatever you're going through right now, if you're going through dark days, dark times, you're going through trials and tribulations, take it to him, and I promise he'll answer. Amen? Let's get the Lord a great hand clap of praise this morning.